Adam, you didn't want to give up a two-goal lead in the third, but what do you learn about protecting that type of lead after a game like this where you get the 2 points, but you still come away with that learning experience, I guess?
I think we know we got to shut them down more. Like, I don't know, I think giving them one early, or not early, but like giving them one to get to make it 4-3 is something we can't let happen. We just got to stay above them the whole time and make sure we shut everything down and just play a boring game at that point. It didn't. It came back, but we're still happy we got the one. So.
We talked a lot about their speed and their ability to score off the rush coming into this game. How do you think you, by and large, handled their rush game tonight?
We did well. We had good sticks. I thought we deterred a lot of plays, especially just on our forecheck, like killing them before they even started. Obviously, they're skilled. They're going to make plays, and they did tonight. But at the end of the day, I think we did a good enough job to get a win.
Power play. Get a big power play goal. That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean,
two in a row.
Is it turning a corner?
Yeah, two games in a row. It's huge. Just want to keep, like I said, keep building chemistry before. I think we're doing that. We're getting sharper, and hopefully it leads to more goals.
Adam, when you think about how last season ended with with Montreal, the last team in, and you guys the last team out in the East, how tough is the point to give them? I know it's still way early, but these points do add up in the end. How tough is that point to lose to them or give to them tonight?
Yeah, we're not happy about it, obviously. Like, sometimes it comes down to the wild card. We don't even want to be talking about wild card right now. That's not what we're here for. We're trying to get in the playoffs. We're not trying to hope for it. So, obviously, you don't want to give them a point. That sucks, but we got two tonight, and that's all we can really focus on.
Does Marchenko get enough credit defensively? Just looking at the goal, and Voronkov makes the play behind the net, and then Marchenko comes right in, grabs the puck, gets it to you. Does he get enough credit in that area of the game?
I was in the ozone there, no?
Well, stealing the puck.
Yeah, his takeaways and stuff like that are phenomenal. He's got such a good stick. He knows how to keep possession and get it back. Like, I don't know, he has like quick stick lifts, quick like little plays where he just can keep the puck on his stick and get it back. So he's been doing a phenomenal job of that this year, and it's helped us out creating offense a lot.
It kind of feels from our perspective like he's rising like really fast among the ranks of the NHL to becoming like a superstar type guy. Is that kind of what you guys are seeing as well, with what he's been able to do on a consistent?
Yeah, every single night. He's been awesome this year. It's been great to see, great to play with. I have a lot of fun playing with him. I think we can work off each other really, really well. Like I said, he can make a ton of small plays, and I think I can work off that with him. But he's been phenomenal for us this year. It's really great to see. It's great for our team. It's great for the city.
Well, importantly, it's been more fun just to play together.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. It's fun to play with the puck. So that's kind of our motto, is just keep the puck on our stick if we can. Obviously, if you have to get rid of it and dump it in, that's one thing, but try and play with it on your stick. It's a lot more fun.
You know any Russian yet?
None.
Yeah. Is that you refusing or them not teaching?
They talk so fast that like it sounds like gibberish to me, and then they just start head nodding. They fill me in later.
Thanks, Seth.